93.7, the river that goes Lenny Kravitz, classic rock redefined. Dog and Joe show on a Tuesday. Get all the Tuesday news posted on Facebook. If you can join today, please do come out and say hi to us. We'll be out today right around 11:45. Joe, you've stayed at an Airbnb, right?
Yeah.
You went down to San Diego and you stayed at some chick's apartment.
Yeah, we did. And had a great experience doing the entire thing.
You loved it.
Way cheaper than staying in a hotel.
And you've only done it the one time.
Mm-hmm.
And you use Uber and you use Lyft and you use all that stuff.
Uber mostly, but I have used Lyft twice.
Dana, have you ever done an Airbnb?
Mm-hmm.
You have?
Yeah, a couple times in Tahoe.
Okay, so you've done, and I think everyone's seen on the news about what they're trying to do in Tahoe. They want to get rid of it because the hotels are complaining,
yeah.
You know, and they're trying to regulate it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you, Joe, I think I know the answer to this, would you let your home go up to Airbnb?
Ooh.
And God forbid anyone gets on. I mean, you'd have to take some incredible pictures to make me want to stay in your house tonight. But would you do Airbnb at your home? Like, if you were going to be gone somewhere for, you know, 2 weeks, would you put yours on Airbnb?
I don't know.
What's the difference? You stayed at someone else's house. Why can't they stay in yours?
Sitting on my couch and...
Well, what'd you do at the house you stayed at in San Diego, the apartment? Did you sit on their couch?
Yeah, but theirs was different. Theirs wasn't... The place I stayed in wasn't set up to like, hang out in, if you will. You know what I mean? It was more of a house of a person who's on the go.
Okay, but did you use the kitchen? Did you use the couch?
Yes.
Did you watch the TV?
We did not sleep in her bed, remember? We made a futon bed out of the couch that was out there, but we watched the TV, we used the kitchen, we used the dishes.
Did you brush your teeth and use the toilet?
Not her toothpaste, not her toothbrush, but yeah, we used everything else.
Her toothbrush wasn't there.
Yeah, she had a toothbrush there.
She left her toiletries out, like on the sink? The counter?
Remember, she had medication in the sink, or in the cabinets.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not kidding you.
That is trusting.
Yeah, she had medication left there. It was like heart medication.
Oh, Jesus Christ. She left that stuff behind. She left her toothbrush out and her medicine in the
laundry in the basket.
Oh, I remember that. And you didn't pick any of it up.
I was with my wife and son.
Again, you didn't pick any of it up.
Rotten animal.
So she left laundry in the hamper.
Yeah.
Left her. That's insane.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I would Airbnb mine. I'd think about it, but I don't know. That's a tough decision for me to do.
Dana, would you Airbnb your home?
No. The only time I would do Airbnb is, I think, if like we had a vacation home like in Tahoe. You know, if we had a cabin.
So you're not in it full time, and it's kind of just
something you're not in full time, correct? Because the thing that worries me about your personal home is things like that. You have medications. You have belongings that you cherish.
I can't believe that chick left all that stuff there.
It was weird, dude.
That's crazy.
It was really weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
I don't know. People, I feel like, would just welcome themselves to things and walk off with things.
Well, I mean, you're not going to take
your personal home.
You're not going to take heart medicine. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like she left, I don't know, Xanax.
Somebody might.
You know, pain. Well, I guess you could if you're a weirdo.
Yeah.
I don't know what that would do to you. Could you imagine taking like heart medicine if you didn't have a heart problem?
Well, I can't. No, I wouldn't do it. Yeah. I can't imagine leaving heart medicine behind if I have a heart problem.
She could get through a couple of months at a time. Who knows, you know?
Well, that's just crazy. So I ask this. Would you want Airbnb in your neighborhood? Would you want an Airbnb rental in your neighborhood? Now, you're not going to rent your house.
You'd never know.
Out to anyone. You're not going to rent your house, but someone on your neighborhood or on your block, they have a house that's rented out to Airbnb. And yet you would know.
How?
Because people come and go
different
all the time.
Different cars.
Yeah,
stuff.
There's different cars. People are traveling. They're there for a week, 2 weeks.
Maybe they're throwing house parties.
Yeah. So do you think Airbnb should be in residential neighborhoods? 766-9370 for those that have stayed in residential, or maybe you have an Airbnb
That's
next
a great
to you.
Question, huh?
Should they be in residential neighborhoods, Airbnb? Would you want that?
They probably already are.
Yeah, they are.
You know?
Uh-huh.
I don't see no problem with that.
Dana?
I would say I don't want it to get out of hand is my thing. I don't want, you know, crazy people driving at all times of the nights and getting nuts and stuff, you know. Uh-huh. But I think I'm okay with it as long as, you know, the person who's renting out their place. I mean, as long as it's not, you know, impeding anything.
House.
Yeah, it's not a frat house. Yeah,
you'd have to take care of it. I mean, you couldn't be like throwing parties and getting wild while you're Airbnb-ing someone's home because they would know.
That's what you
think,
Joe.
They'd know.
Really?
One of the Airbnbs that I stayed at, I got really, really drunk on Jameson and danced on their pool table, even though it said you're not supposed to get on it.
Wow.
And then threw up in their toilet.
Now, that's why I don't know that I would want someone in my home.
And,
because
and
I, that right there. I don't want anyone dancing on my couch.
And they had a sign posted, and drunk Dana didn't care. So.
See, and Dana's a good person. So just imagine what a bad person would
Dana
do.
Dana was a good person. Dana seemingly a good person.
I can't say that I would not do that, and I probably would do it again in the future.
We gotta get Jameson for Dana.
I don't drink Jameson anymore.
I don't even mean to be mean to anybody, but I would get drunk and party at people's houses. So I know someone else would.
Things happen when you drink. I mean, that night I threw up like half a pork chop. It was ridiculous.
My God. So you've got this chick in there dancing on your pool table, throwing up pork products.
Yeah.
You come home and your toilet's stopped up, and it's half a pork chop in there.
Yeah. So. That's why my personal house, I'm not so sure about that.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about it either.
Not your house. You're not going to have that at your house. You'll go to someone else's and do it.
Yeah.
Pork chop. Hey, Kenny, I'm all drunk. Let's dance on the pool table and I'll throw up a pork chop.
He was so mad at me.
Oh, I bet he was.
Man, I can't believe Kenny hasn't gotten you pregnant like 19 times. That's hot, throwing up pork chops, dancing on pool tables.
Hey, baby.
You need to buy a barn, man. You'd have kids all over if I were with you. That's sexy. So what's happening tonight? They're going to have a city council meeting, 766-9370. Should Airbnb be in residential neighborhoods, or would you want to have one next to you? A house on La Parisma Way, one of several hundred houses in neighborhoods around the city that have been turned into short-term rentals using places or things like Airbnb. And this neighborhood in East Sacramento, the neighbors are fed up. They're sick of this. They say they don't want strangers in there around at night. They're sick of the extra cars taking up parking spots on the street. They're sick of the loud noise. They're sick of the partying. They're sick of not knowing who's going to be there next or what's going to happen. So tonight they're going to go to the city council, and they're going to demand that they put restrictions on Airbnb, and the residents in this neighborhood want the Airbnb that's on the street gone.
Wow.
They want it removed. And I'm looking at this. I saw this on the TV last night. I believe in property ownership. I love that. I believe in doing whatever it is you want on your property to an extent, because you have to share this earth and this street and this place with other people. And I've just never liked the fact that you can take a house and short-term rent it to other people.
Why?
It's stupid. Okay, you buy the house, you want to rent the house.
What do you mean by short-term rent? Year?
No, that's my point. If you want to become a rental property, what you need to do is it needs to be, and I don't even like this, 6 months is too short term. They should mandate that if you're going to have a rental property, it needs to be a year lease.
Well, you think you'd want that as a
well, these Airbnb people, renter. These Airbnb people, they want these people coming in and out because they use it, they like it.
An Airbnb, I mean, they want it that way because they're trying to lock theirs up when they're gone.
Yeah, it's because they travel and they want other people in there. And they want to make some money.
Right.
I get that, but no. There should be a one-year minimum lease if you're going to use a property in a residential area to rent. And I love property rights. I'm a homeowner. I've always believed in as many rights as we can have. But at this point, no. That's why we have commercial and agricultural and city and hotel zoning. That's why things are zoned. And people always say there's too much government. Well, you know what? I do agree with that, but in this case, I'd be goddamned if I lived in a neighborhood and there's going to be kids in there every different day of the week partying. No, you want to go party? Go do that. Go to a hotel. You're not going to rent a freaking house next to mine every 2 weeks or 3 weeks and tear the yard up and park and party and do all that crap. No, Airbnb should not exist, and it does not need to exist in neighborhoods.
I can't believe they would party and tear stuff up like that knowing that they're going to be charged.
Well, they may not get charged, but it's a distraction, and the neighbors aren't safe because they never know who's going to be living in that house next.
So the interesting thing that I just found out about Airbnb is, you get charged if you mess anything up, but then on top of it,
you get a rating.
You get a rating, yeah. So if you have a bad rating, there are people who will not take your Airbnb offer. So it could be that, they put it in a neighborhood and, you just only rent to a certain type of rated customer.
Yeah, like a 5-star guy or whatever.
But that's up to each individual person.
No, I just...
Well, what if you lived in a neighborhood that was next to an apartment complex?
Well, what about it?
Those people change all the time.
Yeah, I disagree with it.
But they're usually living there for a certain amount of time.
A longer amount of time. They sign leases, they have contracts, mm-hmm. There's obligations. You shouldn't be able to have a house in a neighborhood, in a community, that's turned into a hotel. This whole thing's gone sideways, and I hate it. You want to go to a hotel, go to a hotel. Or or have neighborhoods that are zoned for Airbnb. Put these neighborhoods in more urban areas, put them closer to the airport, and make sure the homeowners know that they're moving into a zone for Airbnb neighborhood. That's the part I don't like, is that anyone can do this, and the next thing you know, you got a hotel on the left, a hotel on the right, there's a hotel across the street, your kids are out playing in the street, you got college kids coming in, they got Jameson, they're throwing up pork chops. Oh, I mean, are you kidding me? That's no place to have a neighborhood of kids.
It wouldn't get that bad.
It did get that bad, and Dana went there with it. Dana made it that bad. I want to see Dana throw up a pork chop.
I don't
want to
do that.
About.
I'm so happy I don't throw up from drinking anymore.
Oh,
it's awful.
The worst.
I disagree with it, and I hope the people, when they go to the city council meeting tonight in Sacramento, I hope the city council does what's right, and I hope they start pushing this Airbnb out of residential neighborhoods.
I got to be honest, bro. Odds are it ain't going to happen because it's such a money maker, and it's so easy for people to do it, and it's such a...
Yeah,
I mean,
it is, but what is the city getting out of it? Hotels have to pay taxes.
Yeah.
You know, so either what's going to happen is the city's going to...
That's a solid point.
They're going to
ding.
Maybe
it's still... They're getting visitors still, you know, more visitors than before because it's a little more affordable. You can spend money on other things.
There's got to be a fee paid to the city. There's got to be something in that.
Yeah, I mean, and it should be astronomical. But again, if you're a neighbor, whether the neighbor's paying the fee or not, do you want it next to you? And I say no.
Well, the interesting...
You got to zone it.
I think the interesting thing is it's hard to wrap your mind around it in Sacramento because it's so spaced out.
Yeah.
But in smaller cities like in the Bay Area and maybe San Diego where Joe stayed, I think it's easier to fathom having a normal house be an Airbnb in a normal neighborhood because it's so much more densely populated.
Nah, this
and
ride sharing and
visit.
This home sharing and everyone's sharing all this stuff. Stop sharing. Your parents always said when we were young, sharing is good. I'm here to tell you now, sharing is bad.
That's not right. It's sharing is caring.
No, mm-hmm. No. Sharing is stupid. That's the new one. Don't share your toys. Don't share your food. Don't share your home. Don't share your car. Don't
sharing,
stop.
Sharing is stupid.
Sharing is stupid. That's the new one.
Okay.
Hashtag.
Yeah. You could comment. Jump on Facebook. It's waiting up there if you disagree on the Dog and Joe Show page or 93.7. TheRiver.com. Hang on.
Dog and Joe.
Dog and Joe.